At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. So I want to start a little series maybe this week of, let's call it cash flow. How to increase your cash flow. And what we want to focus on is debt management. And that's the best way I can put this. So again, my name is Dan Frio. If you're new to the station, or to my YouTube channel or my iTunes channel, I am a mortgage broker in the Chicagoland area, have been for over 30 years. I am on AM 1160, which is a Christian radio station, been on here for about 12 years. And like I said, I'm a mortgage broker. I'd love to help. But what I try to do is, you know, I don't want to bore you with mortgages for a half hour every day. I want to give you useful tips in life that you can put to use. So this week, we're going to focus on, I'll call it cash flow or debt management. And I'm going to go through some ideas that you might not have thought of on how to restructure debt. My goal is not to get you into any more debt, is to get you out of debt at a timely basis, consolidate some things. It might look like we take a step back initially, but there's a reason for everything. And then at the end of every show, I try to give you what I call a credit hack, a credit score hack, or a tip or tutorial, some information on a little quickie thing you can do to help improve your credit scores. So, okay, today I want to talk about paying off debt faster. Okay, being a mortgage broker, and being that your mortgage is probably by far the biggest debt that you have if you're a homeowner, I want to give you some ideas on what you can or maybe shouldn't do when it comes to debt management. But one of the things I want to stress, first of all, is when I was walking into the radio station, I heard a couple ads, and believe it or not, I clicked two different channels, and both ads were talking about home equity loans. Okay, so anybody that has a home equity loan, please stay focused on this part of things. Okay, I want to give you some ideas or some information that you might not know about a home equity loan if you have one. Okay, first of all, if your rate has not changed yet, it most likely will very soon. Why? The Fed raised rates last year up 0.75%, so just shy of 1%. Okay, so almost all of the home equity loans are tied to that, the correlation of that increase in rates. Okay, so if you have not seen an increase in your interest rate yet, you will very soon, most likely, and it's going to go up at least 0.75%. Okay, so the prime rate right now is 5.5. So if you have a prime rate plus something, you're probably, say it's plus one or plus two. So you're 5.5 plus one or 5.5 plus two. So you can figure out the math on that one. Okay, so that's one caveat on home equities that I don't like. I'll stress, I don't like home equity loans for major balances. If you use it as a backup to pay some things, pay it off, get a lower rate, like kind of like a minimum credit card, you put some bills on there here and there, but you pay it off, God bless you. But if you don't, if you carry a big balance on it, be wary. Okay. One, that rate's going to go up. Two, unless you used 100% of that money toward renovating your house, it is not tax deductible. The interest that you pay is no longer tax deductible. Okay, so figure it out. You probably just did your taxes recently. You received a 1099 INT from the mortgage company. So take that balance that you paid in interest and multiply it by a simple factor, 0.25. What does that equate out to? That is how much you, on average, most people would receive as a tax refund, additional tax refund, when they file their taxes. So figure out that. So if that number is $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, look at refinancing. Look at getting rid of that home equity loan. So that's one. Well, that's another thing. So we have rates are going up. You're most likely it's no longer tax deductible. And here's one thing that I unfortunately learned the hard way. Almost all of the home equity loans are 10-year terms. 10-year. So we're in 2019. So if you took out a home equity loan in 2009 or 10 or 11-ish, look into doing something about it, especially if the rate is moving up and you didn't use all of it for home improvements. Do something. Because what happens is after 10 years, you have multiple, I'll put it this way. The bank has multiple options. They can call your note due. So meaning you're going to get an invoice or a statement in the mail saying you owe $100,000. You have to pay it off. Or you're at their mercy. They can readjust everything for you, kind of. And most times it's not in favor of you. So I'll put it that way. So again, rates are going up on that loan. The tax deductibility is probably gone, and the term is 10 years. And in most, say in half cases, it's going to balloon. So that's my part on home equity loans. So now let's get back to cash flow. Let's build some cash flow for you and how we're going to do that. Okay, so I'm going to give you some real world situations, what I'm doing right now with clients. And I thought 2019 was going to be a big year for people buying homes. It's kind of turning into a big year of people doing refinancing. And that kind of blows my mind. And the reason being is rates were historically low, 5-6 years ago. Why are people looking to refinance some of those loans with today's rates? And I'm going to go through some scenarios with you. So the first thing I'm going to do is we're going to talk about PMI, private mortgage insurance. So if you took out a 30-year fixed rate FHA loan 3, 4, 5 years ago, you still have the remainder of the life of the loan to pay PMI. It is on there forever. As long as you have that mortgage, you will be paying a monthly PMI. So I just had a client, and I'm working on it now. It should close probably next week. They had a very good rate on their FHA loan. However, every month they were paying $192 in PMI. So what did we do? If we looked at the 30-year rate, it's like, we're going backwards. So we readjusted everything. They closed 4 years ago. We readjusted everything for a 15-year term. Their payment goes up $200 a month. You're going to say, Dan, they're paying $200 a month more. They elected to. But just think about it. They closed 4 years ago. They have 26 years left on their mortgage. We're increasing their payment $200 and putting them on a 15-year term. They're saving 11 years of payments. That's a ton. So think 130 payments times, let's say their mortgage payment is $1,000 a month, which is more. It's $130,000. That's a ton of money. So cash flow, this might not increase your cash flow. It actually deducted your cash flow by $200 a month, but it's going to save you over $100,000. That's why if you have an FHA loan, specifically an FHA loan, and you took it out within the last, over 3 to 4 years ago, please let me know. No matter what the rate is, let's check and see, okay, if we keep your same payment, what does that do to me? Can it cut off some term? Could it cut off 3 years? It's 36 payments. At $1,000, that's $36,000. You might not look at it that way, but that's a good way to look at it, or probably the best way to look at it. So that's the part of the PMI. So how we're going to increase your cash flow, this might not have increased your cash flow, but it brings down your bottom line, saving you over $100,000 in interest over the term of the loan. Okay, so that's one piece of the puzzle. A lower rate. So you might have took out a conventional loan 4 or 5 years ago. But now, again, your house value went up. We can do some things there. Maybe we can put you into a 20-year term, cut off 4 or 5 years, 6 years of your mortgage payment. But again, maybe keep your payment the same and pay off the house early. Or if you're really struggling, why don't we possibly look at maybe getting rid of your PMI, putting you back on a 30-year term, and when we come back, I'm going to show you how I just saved one client over $1,500 a month. $1,500 a month. Think about that. That's a ton of money. So when we get back, I'm going to go through how consolidation loans might be able to increase your cash flow. Believe it or not, you might increase your rate and extend your term on some things, but save money. So again, my name is Dan Frio. What I ask of you is please just Google me, D-A-N-F-R-I-O. Google me and check me out. Let me know what you think. I'm also on YouTube. I have a huge channel on YouTube. I would ask you, go there. Just look me up. Dan, the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Watch some videos. Leave some comments. Don't forget to subscribe. Please, every week I try to go in and answer a bunch of questions that YouTube viewers have so I can inform those who are asking those questions. And when we come back too, I'm going to go over also one client asked me to go over how to buy foreclosures. So if we don't have time today to do that, I'll do that show tomorrow on the best way to buy foreclosed properties. So God bless. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. So now we're going to talk about another way to increase cash flow. We're going to, in this scenario, we're going to increase cash flow and also save you a ton, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, in the long run. Okay? And I want a preference on this. I'm increasing your mortgage interest rate. I'm going to increase your mortgage rate and save you probably $100,000. How? Okay, so let's look at the bills that you have. You have a mortgage. You have a car loan. You have credit cards. You might have a student loan. So let's just do, and I'm not going to do the math specifically. You do this. When you get home, pull me up on YouTube and just follow along with this. Let's write down how much you pay on your mortgage. I'm going to say in this case, I'm paying $1,485. I just pulled that out of the air. My car payment, $400. My minimum credit card payments, $500. So what am I paying a month? $2,385. Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to consolidate all these bills together. So what happens is we're going to, in this scenario, I'm generically going to go through some numbers with you because I know you're probably driving and I know you can't take down these numbers. But let's say now you're paying, I'm going to round the numbers, $2,400 and your mortgage payment's only $1,400 of that. So you have $1,000 in other bills. Okay. So in this scenario, you save $1,000. We are going to, what I want to do is I'm going to put you on a 30-year term, okay? And you're going to say, Dan, you're stretching out all this stuff for me over a 30-year term. You betcha. Yes, I am. Here's why. You got into this debt for a reason. You don't have the cash flow to pay the lifestyle that you're living, okay? So we're going to consolidate everything into one payment. And by doing that, couple things. One, your overall interest rate on your mortgage, it probably went up, but overall, it's gone down. It's probably gone down dramatically. The next thing is, probably in almost 100% of the cases, your interest is now tax deductible. Is it on your car? Is it on your credit cards? Is it on that home equity loan you have? Maybe, maybe not. You know, is it on the student loan? No. So we're restructuring your debt. So overall, you're going to have an overall lower rate, blended rate. We're going to make everything tax deductible, and we're going to save you $1,000 a month. But here's what I want you to do. I don't want to extend your loan out to a 30-year term for the long run. What I want to do is say, okay, we're saving $1,000. So let's save that $1,000 for a few months. Let's get everything kind of organized and on a budget. Okay, now you're budgeting. Let's say 6 months goes into it. Where are you? If you are truly wanting to build cash flow and get out of debt, you are now built. You built up a savings account. You didn't go back and buy a new car, increase those credit card balances. You didn't do that. What you did is you cut $1,000 a month off of your overall bills, and you started saving a little bit or have an emergency plan. Okay. Now, after 6 months, we analyze everything. Now what? Is things going a little bit better? Okay, cool. If you take an extra $100 a month and apply it to your loan, I did do these numbers. If you have a $200,000 mortgage and the rate is, and this is a story, a scenario, I don't have APRs and things like that because I'm just reading basically an analysis of some numbers. So your rate is 4.25 on a 30-year fixed rate. Okay. By sending in an extra $100 a month, you will save $30,000. So just think, you're now, your cash flow has been reduced by $1,000. I only want you to send in an extra $100. Well, let's say you could afford an extra $200, $250, $500. Now what? You could probably spend or send in half of that savings, $500, and cut your loan in half. We're very close to it. Probably saving you a couple $100,000 or close to it. An analysis I recently did, I was saving a client just around $150,000. So that is how I might be able to increase your mortgage rate, but save you $150,000. So I'm not putting you in any more debt. You have the debt. I'm restructuring that debt. Okay. So that is that part of cash flow. So I want to recap what I went over. What we did is we went over home equity loans. If you have one and it has a substantial balance, please, please call me. Please, before it's too late. Because your rate's going to go up, it might balloon on you. It's nothing but bad. The worst case scenario, we find that you have the most phenomenal home equity loan out there, and you keep it. You made a phone call, gives you a peace of mind, and you're good to go. So we looked into it. Instead of you throw that monthly statement in the drawer, never look at it, and then all of a sudden you pull it out one day, and it's like, oh man, I got to send in $100,000. I don't have it. That's the first part. Second part, we're trying to increase cash flow. How are we going to do that? Well, the PMI factor, that's helping tons. If you have an FHA loan, again, and you took it out 4, 5, 6 years ago, call me. Even if your rate is 4, call me, because that PMI factor is probably $100 to $200 a month that you're paying. We can use that now to pay down your principal and pay off your loan that much quicker. Consolidate all your loans. I'm not putting you in any more debt. We're going to take all your bills. If you have the equity in the home, we're going to consolidate everything into one payment. I don't want to extend it out to a 30-year term. I explained how we're going to do that. We're going to get you into a savings plan, and then we're going to start applying extra money each month to that mortgage to try to cut that mortgage in half. Okay. So in some cases, still, you can get a lower rate. So when people call me and say, you know, Dan, I'm looking to refinance, the first question I have is, why? What are you looking to do? Are you looking, are you comfortable with your payment? Can you pay more? Or are you strapped? You're just looking for a reduction in payments. Those are the questions you're going to get from me. I guarantee you, if you call and ask me, you know, that you're looking to refinance. Okay, so now I want to go over my credit hack. Ding, 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 ding. Credit hack of the day. I just worked on a client actually a couple days ago, and I was amazed. Their credit score wasn't that great, but their credit was phenomenal. So I'm going through all their bills, and there's a Discover card they owed $100. There's a MasterCard that they owed $180. There's a Capital One bill that they owed $80. There's a Walmart card that they owed $150. Thinking, that's nothing. Why is their credit scores so bad? Well, I looked at their high credit limits. Their high credit limit. In most cases, it was between $200 and $250. So here's a big piece of your credit scores. The utilization rate or percentage of how much you owe versus that high credit limit. Meaning, if you owe $100 and your high credit limit is $100, you're maxed out. You're at 100% financing on that account. It's only $100. So here's what we're going to do. Go to creditscoresandmore.com. And I want you to do the step one. It's absolutely free. There's no gimmicks. There's no catches. There's nothing. Just go in there and create an account. It's going to give you an option to review all of your accounts. Okay. Go through there. See what your balances are versus your high credit limits. The first thing I told this person, I said, we could get your, I almost can guarantee you we're going to get your credit scores up 100 points. But you're going to call those accounts that you have and ask each one of them if they would give you a $1,000 high credit limit. Again, they owed the most they owed on an account was $250, and that was maxed out, I think, at Walmart. If they get a $1,000 line, which they should be able to, now they're, instead of being at 100% utilization, they're at 25. The same thing on the accounts that they owed $100 on. They owed $100. Now, if it was maxed out, now, if they get a $1,000 line, they're at 10%. They're going to pick up. I can almost guarantee that person is going to get 100 points added to their credit scores. So that's my hack. Go to creditscoresandmore.com, complete step one, check your balances and check the high credit limits. If those high credit limits are under 500 or under 1,000, call them up. See if you can get 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000. Don't use that much. But just have it increased so then your utilization rate comes down and your credit scores go up. So that's my hack of the day. So I want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening today. And again, you can find this. You can listen to me every day on AM 1160. That is Hope for Your Radio, Hope for Your Life Radio in Chicago. Or you can find me on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify. I'm all over the place. So again, this is Dan Freo. I want to thank you for listening and stay tuned for tomorrow's show because we're going to go over some great information. God bless. Good night.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Freo. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.